This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Forecasters declared a hurricane warning for parts of the Florida coast Friday as Hurricane Isaias drenched the Bahamas on a track for the U.S. East Coast. Florida officials, as of Friday night, closed beaches, marinas, and parks in the Miami-Dade County. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that the state was fully prepared for this and any future storm during this hurricane season, with stockpiles of personal protective equipment, generators, bottled water, and meals ready to be distributed. But he did urge people to have 7 days with the food, water, and medication ready so that the state-run coronavirus testing sites in the areas where the storm could hit will be closed. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says once a coronavirus vaccine is approved as safe and effective, Americans should have widespread access within a reasonable time. Appearing before a House panel investigating the nation's response to the pandemic, Fauci expressed optimism that the vaccine would be available particularly by next year. Under direction from the White House, federal health authorities are carrying out a plan dubbed Operation Warp Speed to manufacture 300 million doses of a vaccine on a compressed timeline. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention head of Dr. Robert Redfield said it was the public health best interest of K-12 students to get back in face-to-face learning. According to a Reuters tally, U.S. COVID-19 deaths have risen by 20% in July versus 21% in June, but on Friday it still saw the biggest one-day increase in May, or since May. It takes the overall death toll to more than 153,000. Globally, the figure is more than 677,000. This is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam has postponed a September 6th election for the city's legislature for a year because of a spike in novel coronavirus cases, dealing a blow to the pro-democracy opposition hoping to make gains in the vote. The opposition had hoped to win with a majority in the Legislative Council, where half of the seats are directly elected, with the other half filled mostly by pro-Beijing appointees. The postponement of the vote also comes after 12 pro-democracy candidates were disqualified from running. The government denies political censorship or suppression of the right to run for the legislature. Lam, who is backed by the Chinese national government in Beijing, said she had to invoke an emergency law to make the postponement and no political considerations were involved in that decision. She told reporters it was the most difficult decision she had made in 7 months and that it was aimed at safeguarding people's health. The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on a powerful Chinese company in Xinjiang province and two officials for what is said were human rights abuses against Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities. The move, the latest blow to U.S.-China relations, came a week after U.S. President Donald Trump closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, prompting Beijing to shutter the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement it blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, also known as XPCC, several individuals over accusations that they are connected to serious human rights abuses against ethnic minorities. China denies that Uyghurs are unfairly marginalized and says it is addressing underdevelopment and lack of jobs in heavily Uyghur areas. Two U.S. astronauts about to make the first splashdown return in 45 years said Friday that they'll have seasick bags ready to use if needed. SpaceX and NASA plan to bring Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken back Sunday afternoon in the company's Dragon capsule, aiming for the Gulf of Mexico just off the Florida Panhandle. Flight controllers are keeping close watch on Hurricane Isaias, expected to stick to Florida's east coast. Hurley said if he and Behnken get sick while bobbing in the waves, awaiting recovery, it won't be the first time for a crew. Astronauts returning in the early 1970s from Skylab, NASA's first space operation, did not feel well following the splashdown. A 17-year-old boy is said to have masterminded the hacking of celebrity accounts on Twitter, including those Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and Tesla chief executive Elon Musk. U.S. Justice Department said the 19-year-old British man and a 22-year-old Orlando, Florida man were also charged under federal law. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.